Persons listening to this show should experience varying degrees of euphoria and might radiate a warm glow of truth from their entire being. This phenomenon sometimes lasts hours after a typical brain massage. If you are listening with another lights on listener and they begin to glow, don't be concerned. This is a phenomenon normally associated with Pastor Scheidbach's patented brain massage technique and merely means the truth has set them free. Warning, Pastor Scheidbach is not politically correct, and even more shocking, he is a Christian who uses the word God and prays in Jesus' name in public.
The devil beware. Pastor Scheidbach is on the air.
Hello, the doctor's in, Pastor at Lighthouse Baptist Church in Santa Maria, California, and your brain masseur. Get ready for your brain massage. Send them back. Send them back. Trump supporters chanted at a recent rally, obviously referring to his latest tweet, nose tweak on the left speak. I guess it's nicer than, you know, F Trump, right? Anyway, Omar and AOC repeatedly calling him fascist, and all of us too, by the way, who support him. Yeah, okay. One lefty thinks the reason Trump said this is, are you ready? Because he's afraid of the squad. Uh-huh. What do you think about Trump's latest tweaking tweet? Liz Cheney gets it right about how wrong the left is today. I don't think I've heard it made more clear, so I thought we'd take a look at that. And then the latest from Berserkly, all gendered words banned. This is that book Burning Spirit. I want to ban this word and ban that word. What are they going to do with Spanish? I'll get into that. I mean, every single word, almost, in the language is gender. Oh, and some clarifying conundrums sent in from a listener. And I found these interesting and appropriate, I think, for the show today. Let's see. That should do it. It's time for your brain massage.
Truth served here, flavored with delectable wit, succulent sagacity, luscious logic, a gourmet meal for the mind.
Send them back. Send them back. Trump supporters chanted at a recent rally, obviously referring to his latest tweet nose tweak on the beaks of the lefties. One lefty thinks the reason that Trump is saying these things is because he's afraid of the squad. Yeah. So where do I begin with this? Yeah, okay. Let's start here. Calm down. Trump isn't going to send anyone back. Well, unless they're here illegally. Yeah. Hallelujah. Yeah. Bible say stranger, which is the Bible word for immigrant, must obey laws of country. Mm-hmm. There is a lawful way to enter the country, and that's what the strangers need to do who want to come into this country. If they're fleeing their country to request asylum here, that's great. Okay, so there's a lawful way to do that. They need to do it lawfully. Now that we have settled the issue that Trump isn't going to be sending AOC anywhere, or Tlaib, is how you pronounce it, or Presley, the other one, and then there's another one. Oh, Omar. He's not going to send any of these people out of the country, so he can relax. So the question is, who are the representatives that make up what is being called the squad? There are four congresswomen that make up what is being called the squad, and these are United States Representatives Rashida Tlaib, Democrat, Michigan, Ayanna Pressley, as Democrat, Massachusetts, Ilhan Omar, as Democrat, Minnesota, and then Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, Democrat, New York. And most of you have been following the news sufficiently, you don't need much more than that. But for the record, as they say, who are these representatives that make up the squad? Rashid, let's start there, a Muslim woman whose parents immigrated into the United States as so-called Palestinians. And they migrated to the United States legally, by the way. And then she was born here. But you can Google Rashid racist rants or something like that. And you'll get a long list of hits. Most of these are popularly known. Her insensitive and ignorant statement about the Holocaust, her fraternity with known terrorists, you know, cozy with a guy who openly describes Jews as satanic, accuses Israel of racist policies. Excuse me? Accuses American Jews of having dual loyalties. wonder about hers, don't we? By her own admission, she told her son that she and the others of her ilk were going to go to Capitol Hill to impeach that MF Trump. You know, that's the way she talks to her kid, I guess. That's what she told us. It's hard to believe. She encourages the BDS movement against Israel. And now that's a Palestinian-led call to boycott, disinvest, and sanction DBS. Israel and Tlaib is in favor of this, of course. But not once have we heard her call for any kind of BDS movement against those who routinely fire missiles into Israel. Ilhan Omar. Let's go to the next one. She also is Muslim, and she likes to look the part. She is from Somalia. And like her sister, Tlaib, and I don't mean that biologically, she has all kinds of criticism against Israel and our country, of course, but says nothing about the constant attacks on Israel coming from Jew-hating Arabs. She supports DBS, and we're not surprised, and she likens it to, well, the boycotts that were called against Nazi Germany. Yeah, so Israel is like Nazi Germany, right? She's refused to apologize for her many anti-Semitic statements, but then lately she finally was cajoled into yielding a kind of non-apology, very equivocating, once admitting, quote, as a child in Somalia, I was a passive consumer of anti-Semitism, end quote. Okay, so that's Ilhan Omar. Who is Ayanna Pressley? Pressley doesn't get as much press as the others. Yeah, this show's full of puns, I know. But here's a quote from her that pretty well defines what she's all about. Quote, if you're not prepared to come to that table and represent that voice, don't come. Because we don't need any more brown faces that don't want to be a brown voice. We don't need black faces that don't want to be a black voice. We don't need Muslims that don't want to be a Muslim voice. We don't need queers that don't want to be a queer voice. Yeah, that was her word. I'm quoting here. If you're worried about being marginalized and stereotyped, please don't even show up because we need you to represent that voice, end quote. So let's start here, queers. That's interesting. She won't get any kickback from me on that. I'm aware that sodomites, also known as homosexuals, use this label all the time. And they actually revel in the idea that they are, well, queer, different. You know, the word queer doesn't mean homosexual. You knew that, right? It means strange or odd, or out of the norm. It can be used in sentences like, I feel queer today, or I have a queer feeling. At least I know it might have been used some time back, but probably not so much anymore. I mean, not without being accused of dog whistling homophobia. You know, something along those lines. Another good old word that bites the dust. But we know where her sympathies are, and we should not assume she used the term as pejorative. But maybe. And anyway, besides, that is not even half of what's wrong with what she said. So here it is. Pressley, no relation by the way, is telling her fellow congresspersons of color. That, by the way, is a racist expression. It's as racist an expression as I've ever heard. Everyone has a color. So who are these people of color? But once again, we know what she means, don't we? She means people that are, well, not white, right? But the only white person I ever saw was an albino. But again, let's not get too technical here, right? We know what she means. Pressley is chastising her fellow congresspersons of color, quote unquote, to give voice to their color. Give voice to their color. Yeah, she wants the brown face to be a brown voice and the black face to be a, well, a black voice and the Muslim to be a Muslim voice and so on. Does anyone know how to spell racist or bigot? Well, today the spelling would be A-Y-A-N-N-A-P-R-E-S-L-E-Y. Or is it two S's? This is, without any question, blatant racism. And it's even worse than your typical racism. This is ideological stereotyping and tyrannical bullying at its, well, worst. Think about what this evil, racist woman is saying. She is saying if you are brown-skinned, there's only one ideology that you can represent and give voice to in her world. If you're black skinned, well, you're assumed to have only one stereotypical ideological perspective. As she says, effectively, bring your black face to the table and be a voice for the blacks. Bring your brown face to the table and be a brown voice, or don't bother coming. Yeah, she said, don't bother coming. Kind of like, get out of here. Kind of like, send them back. And she means, by the way, by being a black voice, brown voice, Muslim voice, whatever, to speak out against the whites, representing their, what she considers to be, what would obviously be their ideology if they're black or brown or Muslim or whatever. It's unbelievably bigoted. It's unbelievably, blatantly bald-faced racism. It's unreal. And here's why. Because we don't need any more brown faces that don't want to be brown voice. We don't need any black faces that don't want to be a black voice. We don't need a Muslim that doesn't want to be a Muslim voice. And we don't need queers that won't be a queer voice. And all this. And then if you're worried about being marginalized and stereotyped, please don't even show up, because we need you to represent that voice. This is just, it's unbelievable. And isn't it strange? It's the strangest thing I've ever heard. If you're worried about being marginalized and stereotyped, what? That's what you just did to everyone. You marginalized and stereotyped everybody. All brown people get to have one point of view. Yeah, you get the idea. As for AOC, well, she's the leader of this pack of foolish people. She is the clown in the group. You've probably watched the many video clips, and they're adding more every day, of AOC being schooled by an adult. I mean, it's just, it's she's a joke. I mean, her Green New Deal is... Oh, you know what? This is getting boring. Am I right? AOC was funny for a little while, and then she just became irritating and gratingly annoying. But now she's just boring. Anyway, that's the squad. Presley says to all black, brown, Muslim, queer people, representatives, and so on, that unless they're willing to be a voice for the stereotypical ideology that she has prejudicially assigned to each of these classes of people, well, you might as well just go home. So Trump listens to all of this nonsense coming from these four, and all the America bashing that comes from them, constantly undermining our way of life, our values, our system of governance, suggesting that we transform the country into a socialist state where all of our rights would be taken from us and invested in the government. And he says, you know what? Hey, if you don't like it, leave. All right. So let's go ahead and take a look at these infamous Trump tweets. By the way, they are being called Trump's racist tweets repeatedly. I mean, 759 times a day, but who's counting? All right. I found it repeated three times, at least three times, in this one short article, trying to sort out how these four came to be called the squad. So what were Trump's racist tweets, in quotes? All right, here they are. Quote, so interesting to see progressive Democrat congresswomen who originally came from countries whose governments are a complete and total catastrophe, the worst, most corrupt and inept anywhere in the world, if they even have a functioning government at all, now loudly and viciously telling the people of the United States, the greatest and most powerful nation on earth, how our government is to be run. Why don't they go back and help fix the totally broken and crime-infested places from which they came? Then come back and show us how it is done. These places need your help badly. You can't leave fast enough. I'm sure that Nancy Pelosi would be very happy to quickly work out free travel arrangements, end quote. I have time to help you appreciate the poignancy, especially of that last little jab at Pelosi. But anyway, what is racist about anything that he said here? Okay, if you're a liberal these days, you see, it works like this. It just so happens that people he's talking about are what they call people of color. And therefore, that makes anything he says about them racist. But the beloved Martin Luther King wanted us to judge a man by the content of his character and not by the color of his skin. And every complaint Trump expressed against these characters, well, had to do with the content of their character. Specifically, in this case, the content of their actions and their statements, the expressions of what they believe. And besides all that, when his supporters began the chant, "Send them back," Trump pushed back gently against his own crowd, discouraged them from continuing the chant, and made follow-up remarks, by the way, that, "Now, we don't send people back, not if they're here legally." But every true-hearted American totally gets it. How many of us have watched the ugly spectacle of these ungrateful crowds that gather around a burning flag, chanting anti-American slogans, and you haven't felt like, why don't you just leave then? Or to watch this crowd marching under the flag of Mexico, whose education we're paying for, whose health care we're paying for, and we can go on and on and on with this, and they're marching the streets under the flag of Mexico that they fled to come here. Who here hasn't seen that nonsense and said in your heart, or right out loud in front of God and everybody, if you guys don't like it here, get out of here. Leave. Yeah. I'll tell you what, every red-blooded America as founded loving American citizen feels just like that when they see this kind of thing. But of course they don't leave. Why don't they leave? Well, they know they've got it good here, man, in the home of the brave and the land of the free. They got their free meal ticket, baby. They're not going to go back. It's unbelievable what's going on in this country. I got to take a short break. Hold on. I'll be right back.
The Bible says the people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Our children are not informed about our great American heritage, and what they are told are often lies that inspire hatred and not love for our country. This will destroy us. The antidote? A lighthouse provides a guiding light through darkness. We are shining the light of the Bible, guiding families to the safe harbor of God's love and protection. That's why the word lighthouse is in our name. Visit Lighthouse Baptist Church. Call 805-714-7731 or go to Stand By. The Brain Massage Show is about to blow your mind.
Hello, welcome back. I'm Dr. Jerry Scheidbach, pastor of the Lighthouse Baptist Church, your brain masseur, and Paul Revere's lantern lighter, lighting the lamps of the church belfry arch, singling the enemies on the march, an enemy that would steal from us our liberties. Trump tweaked the left with a tweet that has them chirping, "Trump's a racist, Trump's a racist," but they might as well be screaming defiantly into the deep blue sky. I mean, they're making us deaf with this "Trump's a racist" nonsense. I prepared the definitive argument that Trump is not a racist, exposing the so-called definitive list of proofs that he is. And you can have that for a gift of $20 to the Brain Massage Show. Here are the tweets that tweaked the beaks of the Trump haters, fluttering all flapped out with their annoying "Trump's a racist, Trump's a racist" incessant chirping. So he responded, after he quieted his enthusiastic America-loving crowd and made it clear he's not planning an extreme rendition against the squawk squad. And they piled on anyway about Trump's racist tweets. Trump's racist tweets, unbelievable. They truly believe if they say it loud enough and repeat it long enough and just keep this going, they will finally prevail. They will finally succeed at turning their fake news into the popular perspective. All right? But that only worked back when we trusted our news media in this country. We don't trust you now. We know that you are a pack of political hacks. We expect you to lie to us. It's like when I visited Russia back in 91, and the newspaper Pravda was mentioned in just about any company I was in. Pravda in Russia, by the way, means truth. Eyes would roll, faces would smirk, sarcasm would fill the air as one after another would make some kind of comment like, "Yeah, Pravda." The communist Pravda, their truth. Many of them laughed scornfully. Well, that's kind of where we're getting today with our news. You know, the state, the deep state controlled news. All right. So it's harder now for another reason, by the way. The truth is not sitting around now just letting you pull this off. She's gotten her shoes on and she's gotten into the race and she's catching up. It is alive and well and vibrant and it's speaking up so that every time now you little tweeters chirp, "Trump's a racist, Trump's a racist," 10 other voices chime in and say, "No, he's not. You're the racist." Or another report comes out touting how strong the economy has become under Trump. Black employment, lowest in history. Black home ownership, way up. Business ownership among blacks and other minorities, way, way up. And every whitey I know, by the way, is rejoicing. I don't know a whitey who ever resented welcoming any fellow hardworking American to the success club, if you will. Every whitey I know is striving for success and cheering on everyone else who's in the run for it too. So let's keep it up. You know, every time they call one of us a racist, let's just throw it right back into their lying faces. Don't take it anymore. When people like Maxine Waters calls for her followers to tell us we don't belong, excuse me, you stand up and say, oh yeah, I do belong. This is my country. This is my country, land that I love. You can't take it away. You can't have it. You know, 'cause the flag still stands for freedom and they can't take that away. So I'm proud to be an American where at least I know I'm free. And I am free, Maxine Waters. I am free and you can't take that away. You don't get to tell me I don't belong here. And I have a right to speak my mind too. And what I believe does not have a color code to it. I don't have color-coded beliefs. All my beliefs are red, white, and blue. There you go. Red and yellow and black and white and brown, which in truth, we're all shades of brown, aren't we? Something like that. But anyway, you get the point. I belong in America, and I belong in California. That's my home. And it's time we uproot these liars that have stolen our beautiful state from us and try to take our kids away from us and teach them that there are 51 genders. What a bunch of nonsense. And encourage a lifestyle that is deadly, taking away half of their life and pushing their immorality on us. We belong. We belong here too. You can't have my rights. You can't have my state. Anyway, Trump is not a racist. Trump is not a racist. Trump is not a racist. And just keep saying it over and over and over again. Shout them down for once. Because it is obvious that he is not. They know he's not. Let me tell you what they really hate about Trump. What they really hate about Trump is that he is an American. Yeah, Liz Cheney gets it right about how wrong the left is today. I don't think I've heard it made more clear. Liz Cheney, Republican from Wyoming, House Republican Conference Chair, by the way, daughter of Dick Cheney, yes. She said, our colleagues on the left are wrong when they try to impose the fraud of socialism on the American people. They are wrong when they pursue policies that steal power from the American people and give that power to the government. They are wrong when they espouse, enable, and their leadership refuses to condemn vile anti-Semitism. They are wrong when they rush to blame America first. They are wrong when they fail to recognize that this is the greatest nation the world has ever known. They are wrong when they refuse to acknowledge the exceptionalism of this great country. They are wrong when they fail to recognize that no people has ever lived with greater freedom. They are wrong when they go on and fail to provide the resources our men and women in uniform need to defend that freedom. They are wrong when they advocate abortion up to the time of birth, even partial birth abortion and late-term abortions. They are wrong when they refuse to mandate care for babies who are born alive after a botched abortion. They are wrong when they say we should open America's borders and abolish ICE and abolish DHS. They are wrong when they advocate policies that would eliminate all private health insurance and destroy Medicare and force Americans to pay for free health care for illegal immigrants. They are wrong when they mandate minimum wages that destroy jobs. That's not compassion. It's a callousness that is born of ignorance. And they are wrong when they promote policies that create greater and greater dependency upon the government. And they are wrong when they advocate packing the Supreme Court in order to abolish the Electoral College. And they are wrong when they delegitimize any public office holder that does not toe their politically correct line. Hey, that's right, Liz. Way to go. I want to read this list of clarifying conundrums that I was given by Lewis Moore Gray. So I'm only going to take the time to touch on the latest berserkly nonsense, all gendered words banned, right? A manhole is going to be a maintenance hole now. Man-made, that's going to be artificial. So as I mentioned earlier, what are they going to do with the Spanish language? And really Greek, too, and other languages. Almost every word is gendered. They need to ban the Spanish language, for heaven's sake. This is nonsense. Listen, our representatives in Sacramento today are owning the old joke that California is the land of fruits and nuts. All right? And I, for one, I'm tired of this. I don't think California is safe in the hands of these crazy people. Okay, here are some clarifying conundrums. Of course, you know what a conundrum is, right? Yeah, it's something puzzling or confusing. I find the following conundrums to be, well, clarifying, which is itself a conundrum. Trump reunites 95% of children separated from their parents at the border, but the liberals continue to ignore the fact that this policy was created under Clinton's watch, continued under Obama's watch, and still they bring it up as proof that Trump is a Nazi conducting concentration camps on our border? Well, that isn't actually in the list. But I thought I'd throw it in there. Here's the list. And the first six are reflections on the contrast between capitalism and socialism. Number one, America is capitalist and greedy, yet half the population is subsidized by the government. Number two, half the population is subsidized by the government, yet they think they are victims. Number three, they think they are victims, yet their representatives run the government. I mean, they voted for them, you see. Number four, their representatives run the government, yet the poor keep getting poorer. Number five, the poor keep getting poorer, yet they have things that people in other countries only dream about. Number six, they have things that people in other countries only dream about, yet they want America to be like those other countries. And then here are some things to think about. Number one, we are advised not to judge all Muslims by the actions of a few lunatics, but we are encouraged to judge all gun owners by the actions of a few lunatics. Number two, seems we constantly hear about how Social Security is going to run out of money, but we never hear about welfare or food stamps running out of money. Huh. What's interesting is that the first group worked for theirs, and the second group did not. And then finally, number three, why are we cutting benefits for our veterans, no pay raises for our military, and cutting our army back, but we are not stopping the payments for benefits to illegal aliens? Now, that's a little bit dated. Trump has turned some of that around, but you get the point. I gotta go. Now, you might have come across the 10 reasons Christians cannot vote for Trump in 2020. As most of my listeners know, I was not a Trump supporter coming into the 2016 election. And it was because of my Christian compunctions. Yeah, I felt very strongly that Trump was, well, certainly a better choice than Hillary, but not by much. Frankly, I did not trust him. I'll just be honest with you. His public persona, his past behavior, his record did not support me to have confidence placed in him. I could not have been more mistaken. And I could not right now be more glad to have been more wrong in my entire life. This is the most unconventional president I've ever read about in history. All the history books I've read plenty, or seen in office during my 67 trips around this sun. So I think I can say that I understand where Christopher Piper and Matt Henderson, sociologists of religion, are coming from. And having a THG, a three-year degree, a BA, Bachelor of Arts, and a master's degree, and a doctorate in theological studies, and having taught on the college level for many years, having written extensively in virtually all subjects Christian, I believe I can speak to this issue with biblical clarity and authority. So this coming Sunday night, I'm going to conclude my God and Country Patriotic series in honor of July 4th with a message, Why Christians Can Support Trump in 2020, in answer to Piper and Henderson's paper titled 10 Reasons You Can't Be Christian and Vote for Donald Trump. And that's the Sunday evening service, which begins at 5 p.m. And by the way, Sunday morning at 9:30, and then at Sunday morning at 10:45, I'll be finishing my series titled The Bible and the Bill of Rights. I have lit the lamps of the church belfry arch. Now you let me know you see they're on. It's lights on if you agree. It's lights off if you disagree. And you can register your vote, if you want to call it that, by calling me at 805-314-2114. And that's our lights on hotline, or it could be lights off too, by the way, 805-314-2114. Or go to our website, brainmassage.net. Find the contact button, send us an email. God bless you. God bless America. And I'll see you in church.